This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week, we're joined in studio by noted abolitionist and crazy person, John Brown.
How you guys doing?
Abolitionist? I mean, it's not a bad thing to be called.
Learn your history. Yeah. John is a comedian. He hosts the Brown Petri Dish podcast, available wherever podcasts are sold, and also a new Sunday night show at Barmacy in Akron. When does that start?
Yeah, it started last week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So that is...
Wait, now you're fucking me up. I thought abolitionists were the ones that were... anti-slavery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, like I said, abolition is not a bad thing to call somebody. No. Tell me to learn my history, motherfucker.
No,
you
learn
want me
your
to tell me about your culture?
No, learn your history because John Brown is a very famous abolitionist who lived in Akron.
Okay. Well, nobody uses the fucking word abolitionist anymore, you know, in fucking except history books. So bite me. Nice to have you, John.
Yeah.
So, John. Why do you hate the Steelers?
It's a loaded question.
The Steelers.
There's a lot of reasons.
No, let me ask. Can I re-ask you that? Why do Yens hate the Steelers?
There's a lot of reasons, man. The major one is the amount of people that live in Northeast Ohio that are Steelers fans. Yeah.
I dated one of those for 6 years.
I forgot about that.
I couldn't do it. I don't even buy anything that's black and yellow.
I mean, I'm with my lady. Like, but if like I don't know if like a hot Steelers fan like wanted to be, like, yeah, sure. I'm like I put pussy above football any day.
No,
I don't.
It was a problem. It was a big problem when I was dating her because she would wear her goddamn Steelers shirt when we would go to bars in Cleveland and they wouldn't serve her.
And they kicked the shit out of you.
Yeah. I mean, and the other, the big thing is,
it's too, all the ugly women in Pittsburgh.
There are some. Yeah, it's not great. I lived in Pittsburgh for 6 months when I was 18.
Okay, right on.
And I hated it, but my...
It's a beautiful city. I like driving into Pittsburgh at night. It's beautiful. Like going through the bridges and the lights and everything.
Yeah. Love the city.
I have some friends there, but like most all, that city can fuck right off.
Yeah. Love the city. Hate the people.
Perfect.
It's just, they're all, it's like a city full of hillbillies. Like, I don't know. It's a metropolitan area full of rednecks. Like, it's just, it's,
and then
it's
like
weird.
Youngstown is like, it's Akron, like Cleveland at Akron. And then there's no offense to anybody who lives in Akron. I'm just like, Youngstown is like, how far is it outside Pittsburgh? Like 45
minutes?
45 minutes.
Yeah.
No, but you're right, because it's all those hills, like, what else is going to live in the hills?
Yeah.
Hillbilly.
Yeah. And I also hate that whenever you go there and you're wearing it, like, we used to have a fantasy draft there every year. We had a fantasy league called the Battle of the Turnpike, so it was like five guys
like
from
that.
Pittsburgh, five guys from Cleveland, and we would go there, and I'd wear my Browns jersey, and we'd go into these bars, and people would always come up to me and talk to me, and they'd be like, you know, we want the Browns to be good. It's just better for football. And I'm like, fuck you. You know, I mean, that's just like, no.
Well, like, I honestly know what bothers me more about Steelers fans is the ones that are, that still, like, for the last 20 years until, you know, Baker, fucking Jesus Christ of football in Cleveland, the fans... that talk shit, that are like, oh, you guys fucking suck. Yeah, we know. We're fully fucking aware of this. Yeah. So why don't you, like, oh, the Browns are never out. That's why I swear by this. The reason Ben did not retire this year was because there was no way he was going to let the Browns retire him. There was no fucking way.
But he's going to lose to him twice this year.
I know. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to watch Ben Roethlisberger fucking go off and blow his own head off in the middle of the Cleveland Stadium. That'd be awesome. He deserves it. He's a raper.
I've always said that the scene from Batman in Heinz Field when the field caves in, like if that was like a Steelers Ravens game and that happened, I wouldn't shed a tear. Like,
The worst part about that scene is Heinz Ward is the only one still standing. It's like, that's the one guy.
Yeah.
Wanted to fall in there.
Yeah. I'd say most hated Steelers, Heinz Ward and James Harrison, which sucks because James Harrison's from Kent State.
But. Yeah.
I got to say, though, like, when I played fantasy football, my keeper for fucking 5 years was Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Dude, because we were in a points per reception league, too. He caught fucking everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's fucking amazing.
I can't hate him because he's crazy. You know,
I mean,
he's got mental problems, but it's not.
I can't.
We all do.
I enjoy the fact that he brought the problems with Ben Roethlisberger outside the usual out into the mainstream.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like,
what do you mean?
Ben Roethlisberger has a radio show that's on every week in Pittsburgh, and he just talks shit about other people on the team.
This is a real thing?
It's a real thing. And, like, Antonio Brown's like, fuck that, don't you be disrespecting me like that, and I won out.
Ben fucking Roethlisberger wouldn't have half the stats he has without the receiving core he's had his entire fucking career.
Yeah, he's had pretty amazing receivers his whole career. I don't know. I have a thing where I've never been to that stadium.
Neither have I.
And I will never go because I don't want them coming to my stadium.
Well, you don't
want
to catch something.
Right.
They do come to the stadium.
I hate it. Yes. I've had some pretty interesting interactions with Steelers fans, mostly because I was drunk. There was one time though where it wasn't my fault. It was there was this girl in the stands in front of me with her boyfriend. And she's waving her yellow towel the entire time, and it kept hitting me in the face.
Oh.
And I was like, if you hit me in the face with that one more time, I'm going to grab it. And she did it, and I grabbed it, and I threw it on the ground and stomped on it.
Sure.
And it was the coolest moment because they were the only Steelers fans in our section.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend, like, stood up and turned around like he was going to do something. And I just had literally like 20 Browns fans around me stand up, and I was like, "What are you gonna do?" It was so good.
I was I went and saw. I want to say it was maybe the first. It was me and my friend Brett. Maybe the first Thursday game Cleveland ever played when they started doing that.
Yeah.
And it was against the Steelers, primetime game, and we're in the upper dog pound or whatever. And there's a row of Steelers fans, like maybe four of them or whatever. And they're talking shit, and like at first it's playful, but then they start being fucking cunts. So I went down and I bought a fucking hot dog, and I didn't eat the hot dog. I just had the bun, and I sprayed a bunch of fucking mustard in it, and went up, and I was like, "Oh man, it's all good!" Like right on his back. Oh, you want to wear yellow and black, motherfucker? I'll give you yellow and black.
They even show up to the tailgate though. They're pretty bold.
Yes, I have. My friends thought it was a little too much, but we had this 70-year-old lady in a Steelers jersey.
And we killed her.
No, she kept coming up, and she came up and tried to join our tailgate. And every time she tried to talk, I would do the, like, Jim Carrey most annoying sound in the world thing. And it went on for, like, 10 minutes before she finally gave up and walked away, and everybody's like, "You're a dick." I'm like, "No, she should not be here. I'm not tailgating with a Steelers fan."
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous.
Grow up.
Yeah, there's this comic out of Pittsburgh who gets a bus and like brings a whole bunch of those people over to the tailgate, you know, when it's Steelers Browns, and I can't fucking believe the balls of that guy. I think I like the one group of fans I wouldn't mind partying with are Bills fans.
Yeah, Bills fans are cool.
Bills fans and Lions fans, we all have a very common football story out of those three cities.
I did the one time I came as close as I've ever came to getting in a fight at the stadium, though, was a Bills fan, which is surprising because they're normally very cool.
Yeah, Buffalo's awesome.
But this guy was hammered, and he came up, and he asked me where his seats were. And I was like, "Let me see your ticket. I'll show you where your seats are." And he's like, "I said, where's my seat?" And he, like, puts the ticket towards my face, and I'm like, "Dude, let me see your ticket." You know, and I'm like trying to grab for it, and he's like, "No, I just want to know where my seat's at." And then he accidentally, I think it was accident, but at the time, I just got hit in the face, so I didn't register it as an accident. He hits me in the face with his ticket and his knuckle, and I grabbed his ticket, and I just ripped it up, and I was like, your ticket's back in Buffalo, bitch. And and then he goes to like swing at me through my friend who's in between us trying to calm me down, and security was on it like that. I mean, they just like grabbed him, threw him out of the stadium, and I was like,
I wish you would have like Indiana Jones them though. Like after he fuck him, after like the second time he asks you, just punch him, take his thing, no ticket.
Yeah, it that was really surprising to me though, because they are seriously some of the coolest fans.
I mean, that's more obviously like an alcohol thing, you know? Yeah. Because I've met. Honestly, that's what I was gonna say. Is you know what fucking Steelers fans are? They're the juggalos of football.
Yes,
they're the fucking juggalos of football. Yeah. They have the least amount of teeth, the least good looking women, the least good looking men. They just happen to. I won't say ICP is good at what they do. They just they're successful at what they do.
Right.
That
it's
right.
a good. I'm comparison. Very.
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm happy it's a with
very
that.
Good comparison.
I just don't think you should be talking shit about how handsome people are, Jordan.
I'm a handsome guy. I can do that. I can tell when somebody's handsome because when I look in a mirror, I'm like, look at you. You're an all right, good looking guy.
So this isn't a video podcast?
I've been trying my best to make sure it doesn't go there. I've been pressured into it.
Every time we did a Zoom one, all the guests were like, yikes.
Yeah, they're like,
thank God, though, that coughing shit he did before the show. The best thing about Zoom was I finally told him, like, the second time we did it, I said, hit the mute button before you do that.
Yeah.
And because I think it was the RJ episode. I said, I don't want you freaking him out. It was a lot of fun. But.
Yeah, that did freak a lot of people out when I said that over Zoom, because I'm so used to coughing, and
you didn't know that there was a fucking mute. I'm just hit that because nobody wants to hear that shit.
It's just...
It's part of the warm-up.
But there are so many Steelers fans in Northeast Ohio, especially in, like, Lake County.
Yeah.
There's a ton. There's a guy in Lake County
that's Hillbillies.
That's got, like, a Charger that's not even, like, car-colored. It's just, like, matte black and yellow with a Steelers logo on the... On the goddamn front, and nobody slashed his tires yet.
I just don't get it. If you're from Pittsburgh, fine. But I know most of them are not.
It's bandwagon riding shit. Yeah. I can't say that, like, I hate Ben Roethlisberger for many reasons, but, like, I can't say he's not a good quarterback. He's proven himself. He has records and shit. He's no Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion, but...
No, he's a shitty person.
Yeah, he's a shitty fucking person. Well, you know what? You'll appreciate this, actually. I was on tour with a band, like, Yeah, it would be 10 years ago next month. And we were driving from... We were going through... What part of Ohio is he from? It's, like, southeastern, right?
I thought it was Findlay.
Is it Findlay? So it would be out west, then.
Yeah.
All right, so we were coming... We were, like, coming down 71 or 77, so he must have been coming from Findlay, and we happened to run into him at a rest stop. And so I'm in there, and I'm taking a piss, and it's me and the one other guy, Ty, are the only two people that care about football. Like, he's in the band, whatever. And we walk in, and I do, like, I watch this big dude walk, like, cutting behind me, and, like, I look, and I'm like, that's fucking Ben Roethlisberger. And so, like, as I'm walking out, Ty's walking in. I'm like, he goes, dude, I said, I know. He's like, what should we do? I was like, go take a piss. We'll figure something out when you get back to the van. So I'm waiting back at the van room. Fucking Ben is out there with his sister and his nieces. They were obviously on their way to, like, Pittsburgh for training camp and shit.
Yeah.
Like that's where they were headed. And we couldn't come up with anything better. But this is Cleveland as shit. We open the side of the van doors as we're pulling away and just go, fuck you, Big Ben. And, like, he just turns and goes.
That's something I would do.
I would have peed on him.
He's a big motherfucker, dude.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Well, no, it's not worth it to get raped. Ask those women.
I don't think that comes into play. I mean, unless
it's... Oh, no, yeah, no, he wouldn't want to fuck you. I get that, but...
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's into being peed on. That could be a thing.
I mean, maybe beat
yellow
your ass.
Yellow black.
I mean, maybe beat your ass and you can sue him. You know?
See, I would take that. That'd be awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I get Stephen P. New on the line.
No. I looked at he's from Finley. He's just born in Lima.
Oh, okay. So he's an Al Snow guy.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
But yeah, I do understand, like, the ones that the people from Cleveland are Steelers fans. It's like, you just grow the fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
it's bandwagon. I mean, that's all it is. It's like when the Browns, even when the Browns were not in existence for what was it, 4 years or whatever.
Yeah.
I followed another team. I followed the Packers. Like, I wouldn't even think twice about following the Steelers. Like, are you kidding me?
No, the
like,
Packers became my team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they still are.
The thing that was explained to me by my ex and other Akron area Steelers fans is they became Steelers fans because they wanted to separate themselves from Cleveland completely. Like, I am from Akron, not Cleveland. So I am a Steelers fan.
Gross.
Just to prove that I am not from Cleveland.
Yeah, just love LeBron James. That's all you have
to
do.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Akron, get into Devo. Get into the Pretenders.
Yeah, the Black Keys.
Jesus Christ, dude. There's a lot more going on in Akron than being a fucking Steelers fan.
Yeah.
You toothless fuck. Sorry, Jeremy.
I'm so hurt. But I...
Well, I'm sorry. You look like a Steelers fan.
Yeah, I know.
But you also simultaneously look like a Browns fan.
I've got the body. I've got the body of somebody that enjoys sports, but not playing sports.
There you go. Me too, buddy.
I've got the body of bratwurst.
But I would wear her Steelers gear out in Akron.
Why?
Because I was lazy, and it was the first shirt I
would you
grabbed.
Put on a Steelers gear any? I would never.
No.
I would never.
If I'm just going to the grocery store because, like, I need to feed the damn kid, and I couldn't find anything else to wear at the time, I'm like, all right, I'll wear the Steelers.
I'm not judging you, per se. I just, like, you couldn't, like, I don't know. I've seen you, like, wrap yourself up with, like, a cloth before. Like, that's a better fucking option.
I just think it would leave a mark on my body somehow. Like, I don't know.
Like a religious shit? Like The Exorcist? Yeah.
It's the hardest thing for me with the whole thing is, like, players that I like going to the Steelers, I instantly hate. But it's like, it is difficult, like Ohio State players going to play for the Steelers. Like, it's like,
who was the last one? Who was that?
The biggest star, I mean, the biggest star for them was probably Santonio Holmes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I loved Santonio Holmes, and I had to hate him. And then, you know, they have, what's his name, the linebacker that, like, broke his back that,
There's Troy Polamalu.
Malik Zaire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, him.
Oh, yeah. No, he wasn't a linebacker. Troy. He was a safety. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
James Harrison was such a good fucking. I understand that. But even watching Jerome Bettis do shit. And I'm not just to the Browns, but like. Fantasy football made me. I just want to make that. Like, this point is fantasy football made me a less loyal football fan because, like, I wanted to win, so fuck everybody else.
You whore. Yeah.
Antonio, what's his fucking last name? I said it earlier.
Antonio Brown.
I love that guy. He's an amazing football player.
See, I'm huge into fantasy football. Like, I have four leagues.
That's what I was going to ask you, but you...
I don't draft Steelers players. I don't. I can't do it.
I didn't do it either.
Dude, you're like the opposite of my friend Adam, who he like tries to get as many Browns as he can just because he's the Browns guy. And like, it's so stupid because every year we'd be like, dude, you're just fucking yourself.
Yeah. I also, though, I do limit myself to two Browns players on my team.
I thought he was going to say two Brown players.
Actually, Mike Polk had a all-white fantasy team that he would show their progress online. That was fun.
Man, it is crazy, though. Like, I like having, like, I have Baker Mayfield as a keeper on, like, three of my teams right now.
Sure.
I do like having him because it makes it more fun. But, like, I couldn't draft a Steelers player in a league that matters, because then I'd have to root for that player.
Yeah.
And I couldn't
see,
do it.
And that's where, like, that's why I wanted to ask you. That's why I wanted to bring it up. Like, did fantasy change your view on it and all? Obviously, it has. For me, it did, because, like, when I had, I dropped him after that shit came out, but I had Ray Rice when he was hot as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
But then that video came out, and I was like, I'm dropping that motherfucker. And he can kick rocks, beat feet.
You just dropped him because he was suspended indefinitely.
See, I never I never had the hate for the Ravens that I had for the Steelers.
No, me either. I actually was a Ravens fan for a little bit, like as far as like when Joe Flacco first got there, and he was good, I'm using quotes, good.
Yeah.
Overpaid fucking quarterback who was unproven. But I mean, dude, that receiving core that he had around that time was Anquan Boldin, Torrey Smith.
Yeah.
He had an amazing. So I liked watching those guys play football, you know? And the Ravens defense was always nasty. I love a nasty defense.
I never liked watching the Ravens, but I never had the hate for them like I do the Steelers. Right on. Like it's, I think because I was brought up, I was raised in Texas, but my whole family was from Ohio.
Okay.
So I was Browns, Indians, Cavs from the day I was born.
Hell yeah.
And my dad just like instilled the hate for the Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean, like that's just.
Here's the weirdest thing that I've ever seen is, you ever watch those NFL films top 10 lists that they do?
Occasionally? Oh, yeah.
So they had the top 10 biggest rivalries in sports, and the Browns rivalry that was on the list was not the Steelers, it was the Bengals.
That's weird.
It was weird. And it
like
was
from
all...
from like 91, 92, like that era?
No, this was made about like 5-6 years ago.
That's really weird.
That is weird.
And, like, I don't hate the Bengals. The whole reason that they gave behind it was Paul Brown, after he got fired, went and made the Bengals.
Right.
And then there was the Sam Weish thing that happened after Bottlegate.
Yeah.
Bengals fans were throwing stuff on the field, and Weish got on the PA and said, "You're not from Cleveland, you're from Cincinnati, stop throwing shit on the field." So that was the whole basis of the rivalry. But, it's the Steelers are our number one rivalries, and it always has been.
Always has been, always will be. That's why, like, when people tell me, they're like, oh, no, you guys have to hate the Ravens more. They stole your team. No, Art Modell stole the fucking team. The team didn't steal the team, dude. The city didn't steal the team. Art Modell was a cunt, period.
Yeah.
We would have had a fucking Super Bowl caliber, the most winning Super Bowl fucking coach of all time. If they would have just stayed.
I had a shirt that had a big picture of Art Modell and it said rest in pieces. And I had some dude in a grocery store with his kid was like, that shirt's terrible. There's kids in here. I was like, well, then teach your children right.
I remember watching on the news, like when they announced it, and like the people outside the fucking municipal stadium going, "Art Modell, go to hell!" Yeah. And I'm just like, "Fuck yeah, I'm six, but this is awesome."
And the Browns fan that got arrested for pissing on his grave. It was great.
It's a hell of a motivator.
Yeah.
I went to one of the last games at Municipal Stadium when the team was on its way out. It was eerie because everybody had
pulled... No, it's Lake Erie.
That trip. Everybody had pulled their advertising, so there was nothing up on the boards.
So it was sadvertising.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and like everybody was pissed off and sad. Like everybody was smoking in the seats. Nobody gave a shit. And
could you not smoke a Municipal Stadium at the time? I figured back then it would have been like, because it was all bleachers and shit.
There were like supposed to be smoking.
It's like a smoking section. Yeah.
I noticed more because at the time I just started smoking.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is neat. But
did the bathroom scare you?
No.
Really?
No.
Those big troughs?
No, I'd been going since I was a little kid, because my dad worked like downtown.
So you were used to it.
Yeah, I was so used to it, like nothing freaked me out.
I remember going to Municipal Stadium for Indians games, and like my dad would take me to the bathroom. Like, this is not a bathroom; that's a bathtub that people are pissing in. And I was like five, and I recognized this.
I never went to Municipal. My first Browns game was actually Bottlegate.
Was it really? Yeah, that's pretty 15. Cool.
I was 15. That was my first game.
You'll appreciate this. Are you a wrestling guy or no?
A little.
Okay. Yeah. So, but you'll know the first game I went to, you know, the Tim Couch era, this is the first year they were back, and it was against the Panthers, and Kevin Green was injured, but he was on the sidelines during the game just, like, talking shit, getting the fans riled up and stuff, and, like, that was my first, which is pretty cool, especially since he just passed, you know, so.
Yeah, that is wild, because Kevin Green.
Kevin Green, man. Kevin Green.
I hated him when I was a kid.
I loved him just because of wrestling, you know? Yeah. Like, it was him against the Four Horsemen?
Yeah.
That was after his career, though, right?
He went back. So he did football. He did wrestling for, what, 2 years, maybe?
Not very long.
Yeah, not very. Like, okay. He would come in for appearances, and then he went back to the Panthers, and I think played maybe 2 or 3 more seasons, and that was it. But he was injured most of it.
So. Yeah.
Reggie White was my guy back in the day. Fucking yeah. Defensive lineman.
Yeah. The James Harrison thing is with the Kent State is the reason why I've hated him so much is the concussion thing. Because there was a game, I don't know if anybody will remember this, but there was a game where he concussed, I think it was Colt McCoy, Muhammad Massaquoi, and Josh Cribbs on the same game.
Wow.
And didn't get penalized at all in the game. Like, it was it was ridiculous. And then like, it was like a year later before they started saying, like, hey, dude, you're going to get kicked out of the league if you keep doing this. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, I can't play football. Like, I play football. I'm not going to play anymore. But then he kept playing anyways. Right. Like a bitch. But
I remember, you know, like the mics on the field and stuff. I for some reason, Tim, when did Harrison start with Pittsburgh? Like, roundabout. Was it during Couch? Would it have been during Couch?
No, it was after that. I think it was around the time of... I think it was around the time of Brady Quinn, maybe.
Oh, okay. Like a, so...
could be wrong, but I think
one of them... whoever it was, James Harrison... there's, like, those, you know, on-the-field mics or whatever. And it's James Harrison, and he goes, so whoever the quarterback was for Cleveland, and that's the problem, is I can't remember who the fucking quarterback was at the time, but runs into...
2002, so it would have been...
Oh, yeah, it would have been Tim Couch.
Yeah, Tim Couch. And so, yeah, so, like, the thing is Tim Couch runs in for, like, a 2-yard touchdown, and they had to go for a 2-point conversion, and you hear James Harrison go, like, on the, you know, the field mic, he goes, Tim Couch running for touchdowns now? What kind of fucking league is this?
The best thing that really solidified my hate for him is when Steelers won the Super Bowl, James Harrison refused to go to the White House with the team because he said it was not that important.
I see, but then on the flip side of that, when the Patriots won, the last fucking every year, when they went in trouble, I respected the shit out of the fucking Patriots that were like, we're not going. Like,
yeah,
Brady can go.
Yeah, that was more of a protest towards the president.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, it's just like...
this was his exact quote, though. Barack Obama, who, like, the Steelers were his second favorite team.
I don't like him now. Yeah. Because he's probably a Bears fan.
Yeah, yeah, he's a Bears fan. Yeah. And then says, Harrison said that... they would have invited the Arizona Cardinals had they won. This is how I feel. If you want to see the Pittsburgh Steelers, invite us when we don't win the Super Bowl. As far as I'm concerned, Obama would have invited Arizona had they won. Stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's the point.
He's an idiot.
That's really dumb.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say, I agree with you guys, James Harrison is an idiot. He was a fucking great linebacker, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
And, like, and I know we're talking about hating on the Steelers, but, like, another guy that I just have mad respect for is Troy Polamalu. That guy was a scientist on the field.
Yeah, I wanted to rip out his hair.
Yeah.
What's the Eminem line in that one song? Is, bitch, I flow like Troy Polamalu's hair, boy. Don't you dare try to follow or compare, boy. Fucking, that's, I love Troy Polamalu. He was, like, do you remember, like, how many punts did he block in that one season or, like, field goals? Because he was just... he's so fast, and, like, I don't know, his timing was so good. I get why people don't like him.
Hated him. He had those damn shampoo commercials. Yeah. And my ex kept talking about how much she wanted to fuck him. And
don't be a jealous bitch.
The worst two for me were before Harrison was an on the field thing. Why I didn't like James Harrison, sure. But Paul Malu with his stupid hair and Hines Ward with that stupid smile.
Yeah.
You just want to knock off of his face every time you saw it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, him and there were a couple of Steelers players that I liked, though. I liked Cordell Stewart.
I liked Cordell. Did he ever actually come out? Did he come out as gay?
That's the reason that I liked him, is because, like, even in his own city, people hated him. For no reason.
But I never, because I knew that was always the rumor.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know if he ever came out as gay. Because it was him, and then Tommy Maddox, and then Ben Roethlisberger, right? Like, that's how their quarterbacks went?
I think so. I thought there was somebody in between.
Maybe you're right. I'm thinking it's Tom, because it went Cordell. I think you're right. I think there was one quick person.
Yeah, there was somebody that was. Supposed to be the quarterback that got knocked out, and that's why Tommy Maddox got
stepped
his
up.
Yeah,
and if I'm not mistaken, cheer you might correct me on this. Tommy Maddox came from the XFL, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So no, Cordell Stewart did not come out. He has kid, and he actually sued a guy, who went in front of a church and said he was delivered from his homosexuality and claimed to have a gay relationship with Cordell Stewart. And
well, that's libel, so you can sue somebody for that. That doesn't mean Cordell's not sucking cock, though.
He won the lawsuit, so I don't think anything ever came out about that. But that just...
Well, no, it should be his private life. I just always remember that being the rumor. Like, I remember that was a rumor.
I just enjoyed the fact that it pissed so many people off. That there's even the possibility that he might be gay. I'm like, yes.
Sheer was 2002 woke. You don't even know. I want the black guy to be gay. I'm a Steelers fan now.
I was just a Cordell Stewart fan.
What if we go back in time, though? Fucking, who was the guy that Tombstone pile-drived? Terry Bradshaw.
I don't remember.
Oh, my God. It's going to drive me nuts. I'll look it up.
But no. The one player I think I don't hate that's a Steelers player, like the only player they've ever had that I don't hate is Joe Hayden. I think I can't.
Yeah.
I did not get mad at him when he left. I understood it.
No, he was cut. So it's like he couldn't, like, you couldn't blame him.
But look,
like,
I also do think that last year he did not want to play here. I don't think he wanted to play.
Yeah, and he wasn't healthy. I mean, he wasn't, like...
He did get hurt a lot.
Yeah, it took him a year after being with the Steelers to really have a good year again.
He owned a condo where my godfather owns a condo, like, right at the end of West 6th.
Yeah.
And so we would go down to the steakhouse and shit, and, like, one time Joe Hayden and... who's the fucking tight end? Ben? Ben? Was that his name?
Sure.
The fucking good tight end, Ben Tate.
Sure.
Guy who played for Cleveland. And we walked in there and they like said hi to my godfather. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's the Browns, dude. And they fucking bought our steaks, man.
Yeah, Joe Hayden was a really good guy for the community. He did a lot. I mean, he had his
softball game. And I think he wanted to be here.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, he still lives in Cleveland.
Oh, I didn't know he still lives there. That's cool.
He still lives in Cleveland. Or at least he still has his house in Cleveland.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
But it's hard to hate somebody that did as much for the city as he did. He truly embraced Cleveland. Like, you saw him at every Cavs game.
Yeah.
A lot of Indians games and shit. I mean, he loved Cleveland.
Nothing's ever going to top Baker fucking stone cold and fucking shotgun in those beers at that Indians game last year. That was awesome.
Baker is going to own the city.
He's the next Bernie Kosar, except he's going to fucking like win playoff games.
Yeah.
Nothing against Bernie.
He's not going to be Bernie is always just going to be Bernie because he's from the area.
Yeah.
Who is?
Bernie. He's from Youngstown.
Yeah.
But No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's from Florida. Yeah.
He went to college in Florida, you dunce.
Yeah. From Youngstown, went to the University of Miami.
I did not know he was from Youngstown. That makes so much more sense now that he did stick around. Like,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
He wanted to play here when he was.
That's why he went in the supplemental draft, because he wanted to play for Cleveland.
I do know that story. That's very fucking cool that he chose to, like, no, this is where I want to play. You know?
Yeah, so Baker's not going to be in the same category as Bernie Kosar, but if he wins...
Nobody's going to have rings, baby.
But if he wins, like, he'll be beloved and it won't matter.
Yeah,
and
I think he already is, though. Like people fucking love that kid, man.
I do.
I mean, so do I.
It's also because he's a Texas boy and I'm a Texas boy, but it's...
He's the first quarterback we've had, and I've liked certain guys. I liked who's the one from here that played under Brady?
Charlie Fry.
No.
Charlie Fry, yeah. He
no, the one
oh,
the, from Cleveland.
Right.
Brian
Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer. I liked him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know, and there's.
I always forget he's from Cleveland.
I hated Colt McCoy. I hated Brady Quinn. I hope I can't get canceled for this. I would love to choke Johnny Manziel and watch the life leave his fucking eyes.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to hate you for that.
That kid's such a little cunt. But, no, Baker is, like, Baker, you can tell he wants to be here. He wants this team to succeed. I'm very happy the way the Browns are moving forward.
Yeah, and I hope the Steelers are the worst team in the league.
I don't think we're quite there yet.
I do.
No, it's the year.
You think it's going to be this year?
This is their year to really fuck up.
I think so, too.
Ben's
old.
He is, man.
He's done.
But like I said at the beginning, I think that the Browns are the reason he did not retire, because he's like, I can't let them retire me.
It could be, but they didn't.
But they're gonna.
Yeah, but they didn't fix the problems that like plagued them at the end of the year last year. They had no offensive line, and they drafted a running back, and they're like, look at
our
new running back.
And they don't run the fucking ball. I know.
Yeah. And everybody thinks they're going to be better because they got a running back. I'm like, no, you need somebody to block.
You need somebody to block your good running back, and you also need to not have your offensive coordinator go on the radio and say, we're going to do whatever Ben wants.
Right. Yeah.
Don't do that. Everybody's going to go to prison if you do that.
Oh, man. I really wish.
A felony, bro.
Yeah. That think about that if you go back in time, then if that person that worked at that or the owner of that club or whatever didn't erase those tapes, and Ben Roethlisberger would have gotten charged from that, we wouldn't have had any of this.
The Browns would have won the Super Bowl already.
I don't know about that, but
at the expense of a victim,
because we still had terrible teams for a long time.
Yeah, dude.
I sat there for every game of 0-16. Like, it wasn't. It built character.
At least there was like. At least there was the Packers games that year that were like fun to watch.
Yeah. Oh, the my favorite story about me hating the Steelers was the Myles Garrett thing. That was.
Oh.
I was in the stands. I was sitting in my seats. I have my season tickets are 10th row. Opposite side of the dog pound. So I'm like right where the visiting players come out of the tunnel. And we were there, and I was with my brother, and we saw it happen. We saw him rip it off. We didn't see him hit it with it.
Yeah.
Hit him with it. But we saw him rip off the helmet, and it was like we were watching Gladiators or something. we were just going nuts, just screaming and shit. And then we get back to the car and turn on the radio, and it sounded like someone just died in the stadium.
No.
They were like, like, the people on the radio were, like, just so negative about it. Like, he just killed somebody. And it was like, I don't care that he did hit him in the head with the helmet. I'm glad he did.
Obviously, he did it for a fucking reason.
Yes. Myles Garrett is so mild-mannered that someone in Cleveland punched him in the face in traffic, and he didn't do anything about it.
And he could have.
Yeah.
He could have.
Yeah, he could have killed the guy.
And gotten away with it, because Myles fucking Garrett.
Yeah, and if he did that, something that out of character, he called him the N-word. I don't care.
Oh, with the, yeah.
And, like, it's just.
100%.
There's nothing else that could have set him off like that. Yeah. He said it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe the NFL that they don't have audio of it, because Myles Garrett was mic'd up for every game.
I won't believe anything the NFL says until Roger Goodell is no longer associated with the NFL.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that guy so much.
That is when I fell in love with Myles Garrett, when he ripped off Mason Rudolph's helmet and went, wham! I was watching the broadcast, and they were all like, this is a goddamn shame on the league. I'm like, no!
Yeah.
He is my hero!
And it's funny because, I don't know, the whole thing, like, people were like, oh, it ruined our season. I'm like, we weren't ready to win yet anyways.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't there yet, talent-wise.
So what about, like, Jerome Young, though, man? Fucking great running back. Jerome Young?
Jerome Bettis?
Bettis.
No, I will never forgive Jerome Bettis for one thing. First opening game, 1999, national television. Every single fucking time he scored, they played a little clip of Jerome Bettis looking smug, going, hey, Cleveland, welcome back. Every single time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was infuriating. I don't remember that, but
that's awful.
For the record, Jerome Young is New Jack.
Yeah.
I just watched a New Jack documentary, so that's why that was. I meant Jerome Bettis, obviously. You know, that line in The Office when Dwight and Michael meet Jerome Bettis, and they invite him to his party, and Dwight's like, why do they call him the bus? And Michael goes, because he's afraid to fly.
That's the greatest. I wish that was the reason
why the bus. He's like, so I can tell people you're coming to my party? He goes, no, don't tell anybody that.
It's John Madden. Never would fly. He always rode a bus around.
Really?
Yeah.
That may, so that in Little Giants, when he pulls up in that bus, then that's okay. Yeah.
That was his whole deal.
No, that's shit, the whole thing with that. The whole thing. They still do the like Monday Night Football bus that was started because John Madden wouldn't fly anywhere.
No shit.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had the money to, like, I hate flying. I don't like it at all. So I can sympathize with that.
This is gonna sound really weird, but I'm 35 years old and I've never been on a plane.
That's not weird. I
like road trips.
Yeah, there you go.
When I was with my ex, that was her first flight was when she was like 38.
Yeah,
because she just so I flew her and the kid down to Florida to meet my grandparents, and she was terrified on the plane.
Yeah,
so
I've never gone to the West Coast or anything. I would probably fly if I went to the West Coast.
I went to Vegas a couple years ago, and I went to Utah a couple years before that. And when I went to Vegas the last time, it was like very shortly after like a real tragic event in my life, and so I was on like a ton of anxiety meds, and I hate flying in the first place. And so I get through bag check, all this shit, and luckily there was a fucking bar right next to my gate. And so I go in there, I sit down, I had drank two beers and took two fucking Valiums before I left the house. That's how fucking anxious I get.
Yeah.
And so I get to the bar, and I pull out my wallet, and my hand is, I didn't notice it was shaking, but like my hand was shaking, and the cute bartender, she was like, oh, you don't like flying, huh? I was like, no, I don't. And she's like, what can I get for you? I was like, can I get a screwdriver? She goes, I got you. She hands me this glass that is, I don't know, like a rocks glass, maybe bigger. And it's just this very opaque orange. And she goes, you're going to need this. I'm like, yeah, I understand. And then I take two pills. She goes, what was that? I said, Valium. She goes, you can't drink another one of those. Like, the fuck, I can't.
Yeah,
bitch, I got a 3-hour flight.
I grew up in Texas, and we came to Ohio every year for vacation.
Yeah. So, oh, wow, that's a hell of a trip.
Yeah, so we would drive.
No, I just love the fact it's like, we went to Ohio for vacation. Yeah.
My vacation every summer was an Indians game in the Football Hall of Fame.
That that's nice. Cool. Yeah, fuck yeah.
But yeah, we drive every year, 19 hours. So like anything under 19 hours, I'm like, yeah, I can drive it. You know?
I get it.
Almost a full day, no biggie.
Yeah, now I stop when I go down. I go down to visit friends, and I'll stop in like Springfield, Missouri,
something
like that, and stay overnight. But
right on.
My deal now is 12 hours. That's my max travel time for the day, and then I'll stop.
Yeah.
It used to be like I would try to drive. I tried to drive from here to San Francisco without stopping, and that was
man.
I had a.
Did you have a spaceship?
No.
Yeah, that sounds like a really bad idea.
It was a bad idea, but I was also like a little a fucked up kid. So, but I finally stopped in Reno. The reason I didn't want to stop was because I kept seeing signs that said "Warning: Desert Creatures," and I'm like terrified.
Wait, what the fuck does that even mean?
It means like, you know, scorpions and snakes and shit, and I was terrified of getting a scorpion.
Yeah, I would be too.
A scorpion in a hotel room, so I'm like, no, I'm not stopping.
Well, I didn't know if you were talking like skinwalkers or like, I mean, I didn't know we were talking about desert, like what kind of levels of desert creatures.
Yeah, I grew up with scorpions and shit, and it was crazy. And,
in like, Texas?
Yeah, I always stayed away from them. Like anytime I saw them,
I always stayed away from the scorpions.
I preferred not to play with them or anything. But I had a buddy. I had a buddy who was like my dumb friend. His name was Skyler. And
A boy named Skyler?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's your dumb friend.
And he would take a stick and poke the scorpions and get it to sting the stick. And then the stinger would get stuck in the stick, and he would like go like this, like waving it at people and shit. And like he was a psycho. He's been in and out of prison.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a crazy person.
I'm sure they love that trick in prison.
Let me show you my scorpion trick.
I was terrified of the desert creatures. I used to take long road trips all the time. It was just like, and then I got into comedy. I was like, yeah, you're gonna take road trips all the time. Yeah. This is gonna be great. But now it's like, no, this is terrible.
Yeah, I drive out to Lakewood 3 or 4 times a week. It's awful.
Yeah,
it's
what's awful about that?
Oh, it sucks, man.
That there's no easy way to get anywhere? That's
no,
right
it's
where
just,
I live.
Just,
I don't live in Lakewood. I'm not white enough, but.
Yeah, just like having to drive to Lakewood because I know I need to like show face in the Cleveland comedy scene.
Sure.
When I could just go to Funny Stop, which is 2 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
You know, like it's, but it's like, it is more valuable though. I mean, it's like, I don't know, Lakewood Village Tavern, LVT, Wednesday nights is like the best mic in Cleveland. Like Funny Stop on Wednesdays isn't a challenge. You know,
sure.
It's a crowd that's there to see amateurs and support amateurs. So when you go there, like Pete will have me close out the show sometimes, but it's like, it's just not a challenge because there's such an easy crowd.
Sure.
You know? So it's,
I like doing Funny Stop more than I like doing LBT. And I'll tell you why, because, you have a better idea what's going to work in the club, working the actual club audience, because some of those people that show up to those Wednesday night shows are also the same people that'll show up to shows like multiple times a week.
Yeah, that's true.
At that club. So you have to know, like, is this joke going to work here? And that's a better gauge than at LBT, where I don't really care if a joke works at LBT.
Yeah, my system I've come developed is like, I'll develop a joke throughout the week at open mics like LBT and Matinee and stuff like that, and now Barmacy. And then if it works 3 or 4 times at open mics, then I'll try it on a guest set on a Friday or Saturday night at Funny Stop.
Right.
But, yeah, I agree with you, though. It is more... There are... LBT lately, though, has been a lot of, like, crowds of people that are non-comics.
That has been a change.
Yeah, but when you get a room full of comics, it is like you're not getting much value out of it.
That was one when I, you know, more or less stopped doing stand-up. That was because I was like, I'm not going to do fucking shows for comics who don't want to laugh at my jokes, even if they think it's funny, because then it fucks with their fucking ego. Who hosts LBT?
It's James Killius now.
Yeah, he's one of my good buddies. He's a funny dude.
I don't think I've ever met him.
He's newer.
Who was the kid who did it before?
Brian Sternick. Yeah.
No, the one before him, Ian.
Okay. How far back are you going here? Because
I mean, how often do you change your fucking host? Get your shit together.
Brian's been doing it since I've been doing comedy. I don't know.
Well, before Brian, it was Bob Seeholzer.
Bob Seeholzer. That's the guy I was thinking of.
Who I love.
Yeah,
but
no,
Bob stopped
great.
Doing comedy.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But before that, it was Josh Morrow. And then before that, it was Joe Whalen. And before that, it was Steve Thomas, who was dead. So
see, I wish you could have switched those last two and said the other one was dead.
But that's just how it is. No, it changes there. you know, because it's, you don't get paid for doing it. So, like, why would you want to
pay the host?
No, you get a tab.
Yeah, bar tab.
Well, I mean, so, you know, I would for bar tab.
But I mean, like,
and it's a pain in the ass. Like last week, Jimmy had so many people coming up to him bitching because they were getting bumped, and it's because people don't understand like the hierarchy and the fact that like he has to keep a show going. So it's like he's. If people are bombing, he's going to put somebody up that he thinks is going to do well.
I'm going to stop you right there. Yeah. I'm going to stop you right there. I hosted a room for a long time, and I had a very strict, did I not have a strict policy about fucking be there and sign up when you want to go up.
Yeah.
I was very fucking strict about it.
Yeah.
I understand that people can and do need to be bumped before, but when you're bumping shit, just because you want to get your friends on stage, you can suck my cock.
Yeah, he doesn't do that. It's more of to keep the show going than anything else, because it's
different when you actually have a...
Oh, you mean Jimmy, the guy who started Cleveland Comedy?
No, that's not. So basically, like, they're actually people... Like showing
Are
up
we talking about the same Jimmy?
No.
Oh, no. My bad. Fuck one Jimmy. I don't know about your Jimmy. Not your Jimmy. Your Jimmy's fine. I don't know.
Don't fucking worry about shit, Jordan. It doesn't matter.
Don't try to censor me on this fucking show.
I'm not censoring you. I'm just telling you not to get all worked up about that.
Oh, I don't like the motherfucker.
Fair enough.
We'll leave it at that.
But no, it's kind of the LVT tradition, I think, is people getting bumped.
Oh yeah,
it's just,
for sure.
Everybody knows when you go there, if you're like not, I don't know, you're
one
gonna
of
get
ten
bumped.
People, yeah. You're gonna get bumped. Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna get bumped. Yeah.
There used to be a bump list.
Hey, these are all the people that showed up that aren't gonna go up.
No, it was like these are the people that showed up that like we're gonna actually use to bump people.
Yeah.
And then this is the list that everybody signs up on.
Yeah, because when there's an actual crowd, like there has been lately, like this past Wednesday, I was supposed to go up 13th.
Okay.
And the first three people bombed, and Jimmy was like, I need somebody, I need you to go up now. And I was like, all right. So I went up and did it, and it did. I did get the room back a little bit, and then it went well for a while, and then it went bad again. But that's how it happened, because it's 30 comics at LBT every week, so it's...
Right there is a problem.
Yeah,
you can't, like, when you're running a thing where you actually have like audience members, you have to make some massaging to make sure people don't leave.
That's fair. No, that's fair. Yeah.
Because especially
I was not attacking the practice as much as I was attacking the person that I know does shit.
I know.
I'm glad I don't know who you're talking about, because I'm not going to get involved in that.
No. You don't need to.
You don't need to. We don't get involved with them.
It's fine. At any rate, where can we find you on the internets, John?
At John Brown Comedy on Twitter and Instagram, and that's about it. Yeah, I don't know.
When does your podcast come out every week?
Tuesday mornings.
Tuesday mornings. Yeah.
Brown Petri Dish, everywhere you can find podcasts.
All right.
I would tell people, since this is our first episode back, and you know, oh, by the way, welcome back. we didn't even bring that the fuck up, but
no.
We don't need to. Yeah, it's just, they're like, oh, you guys just missed a bunch of shows. We threw them away. It's no big deal. It's very nice to be back, and this is our first episode back, and I'm happy about it.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, well, it's therapeutic, so why the fuck not?
So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates the Steelers as much as John Brown.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge paper.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.